This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, Independent Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs on our website.
Your support keeps us in the air. Donate to Fundrive at cjsffundrive.ca or text donate to 778-782-2573 and keep community radio flying high.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus and community radio station here at SFU in Burnaby, BC, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. My name is Nicole Hines, and I'm back for another open mic show, Fun Drive Edition. Ow! Fun Drive is our yearly on-air fundraising campaign, and it kicked off on Monday, November 3rd. We are now on, I think, the fourth day of Fun Drive, and I want to thank you for tuning in each week to listen to the songs and stories that I share on the Thursday open mic slot from 2 to 3 p.m. This is the only time of year where we ask for contributions to keep delivering unique and local programming that has informed and entertained listeners for over 20 years. This is my first ever Fun Drive at CJSF. And I am so excited. For the past 2 months, I've had the pleasure of scouring our digital library each week to find dope tracks to share with you. And I've chatted about some of my favorite things with you, too. Food has been one of the main things that I've loved chatting about, both with guests in the studio and on location out in the community. But I've also been grateful for the opportunity to chat with small business owners, Mayor Patrick Johnstone of New Westminster, various SFU groups, and artists like you'll hear later on the show today. If you've enjoyed the music I've handpicked or conversations that I've had, please show your support with a pledge by going to cjsffundrive.ca or text donate to 778-782-2573 and help us rise higher and reach further. Your donation to CJSF Radio during this time allows CJSF to thrive as a vibrant, independent and grassroots voice and reach our $10,000 goal. Every dollar helps, and there is a station-wide Fun Drive incentive for pledges that are at the $90 and sort of 10 cent or more. So if you do pledge $90 and 10 cents or more, this year, you'll get to receive a special print of our Fun Drive banner. The Fun Drive poster was designed by local artist Charlotte Cho. So you're basically, you know, supporting local all the way through. I encourage you to head to cjsf.ca just to check out the poster. And if you love it as much as I do, head straight to cjsffundrive.ca and make that pledge. I'm going to stop chatting for a hot minute, and I'm going to kick off the show with a song from Little Sims. I shared a song from Little Sims back on Thursday, October 2nd on an open mic show. And when I played this song at the end of that show, I didn't get to play it in its entirety. So I'm going to kick off the show with her dope track, Gorilla, and then you'll hear another song afterwards by Omar called I've Been Waiting.
So Sim Simmer, who got the keys to my blood clot? Bimmer, big time driller, monkey to gorilla. Who is this woman that I'm seeing in the mirror? Drink 42 and smoke cigar. Name one time where I didn't deliver. Silent figure, I was just on the ends, dropping gems with my friends. I got a 3310 and a pack of blems. Then got the gold, full black, circle back again. Rapping when nothing progressive was happening. Ooh, pain tolerance couldn't break us. Pay homage if you respect how we came up. Cool, cool. Trying to get to the paper, hitting from Jamaica, might do me a favor. True, true. Big Simmer, dipping 10 toes in that ice cold river. Bank got bigger, been a different species. Tunes in a locker, been waiting to unleash these. It's a no show if you can't guarantee fees. I ain't got one threat to consider. Heaven and earth attached to one pillar. One. Rest in peace to Mac Miller. New Sims dropped to shake the whole shit up. What's next? We'll be here for months talking about prospects. Staying at my job, yes sir. And rain is against her. I'm ever resistant on my polyester. Run through the jungle, they should have never let her. Cuts and wounds, I hope never will fester. Yeah, big art collector, silent investor, film director. Beating on my chest, going ape shit, putting in a grave shit. Ain't life what you make it, yeah, it is. The jungle in an all black fitted hat, low incognito living. Introvert but she ain't timid. My art will be timeless, I don't do limits. No. Be very specific when you talk on who the best is. How can I address this? Basically the rest is almost like to me what a stain to a vest is. You ain't dropped nothing in my eyes I'm impressed with. Please don't be offended. But I'm not in the business of pretending. I've got lines if you wanna get renting. I'll find the agony on and get venting. Stop flooding my mentions with bullshit. Talking on Sims like she's someone you went school with. Awkward. From day been the cool kid. Rap stars, hope and faith I'm restoring. Don't ask my opinion on shit, cause to make you feel good about yourself is exhausting. I got bangers out in the world soaring, and I got bangers in the vault I've been hoarding. Yeah, true, I got tennis in the morning. Before I start swinging, that man's gonna need a warning. Red light whenever I'm recording. Red light on the forehead of the informant. See, I'm the only one on Gorilla. Sims is back, yeah, just got Rilla, yeah. No choice now but to fill us. I know the streets will love it like I brought my skin up. So simmer down, little homie, simmer. All that talk get you rubbed out quicker. I'm cut with a different scissor. From the same cloth as my dear ancestors. That's why this shit gives you the shivers. I'm that cold. Going higher. Higher. Going higher. Higher. Yeah, we are. Higher. Say what? Just news for the world, we put in over a decade in this bitch, you know? Yeah, man. Woo! Say he never called another woman me or more. So I opened up the way and now he adore. Did it on a wave, I don't play, get you seasick. Charged up, fully barred up, I'm unleashed in.
Yeah. Supported radio. That means no ads, no corporate playlists, just real voices and stories brought to you by volunteers. Fund Drive is the one time each year we ask for your support. If you believe in diverse independent media, now's the time to show it. Help us rise higher and reach further by donating at cjsffunddrive.ca or text the word donate to 778-782-2573 to get the donation link.
I hope you were chair dancing, moving and grooving, shaking and all the things with the first set. Little Sims gave us Gorilla, and I have had Little Sims in my playlist before, so it was great to stumble on it in our digital library at CJSF. But the next artist was UK R&B soul artist Omar with I've Been Waiting, and thanks to CJSF, I was introduced to Omar. So I hope you enjoyed that track. Again, it's one of the things that I'm so happy that I get to do here at CJSF 90.1 FM, which is find dope tracks for you to hear. If you've been enjoying the tunes that I play each Thursday, please consider donating to CJSF's annual fund drive. Your donation helps fund independent journalism, supports local and independent artists with airplay they can't get anywhere else, and your donation provides a platform for underrepresented and marginalized voices. Help us rise higher and reach further. Donate now at CJSFFundDrive.ca or text donate to 778-782-2573. Like I said, during my time on air, I've just loved finding interesting songs from our digital library to share with you. But I've also loved chatting with folks on this show. Last week, I had the chance to have a quick conversation with Nigerian-born, BC-based singer Bua, who's performing at Massey Theatre on November 8th. CJSF is a community radio station that allows for conversations with independent artists that don't necessarily get airplay or recognition in mainstream media platforms. At CJSF, we hold space for indie artists just like Bua. So, let's hear our conversation. Hi, this is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC, and I'm about to chat with BC-based Nigerian performer Bua. Hi, Bua. Thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Nicole. Hi, how are you doing? Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Yes, I'm doing good too, and I'm so glad that you're here and we're able to like connect so quickly. Right.
You know, I love it. It's fun. I'm so excited.
Yes, me too. Me too. And for the listeners, I want to share what my excitement is that Bua has an upcoming show at the Massey Theatre on November 8th, which is kind of why we're chatting today. And Bua is doing like a lot of other amazing things, I'm sure. But we're kind of talking about, you know, we got connected because of the show. Before we chat about the show and all the things, I would love my listeners to get to know a little bit about you. So I know that you were born in Nigeria and you're now based in Nanaimo. Is that correct?
Yes. Yay. That's very correct. Yes.
Okay. So my question to you is, how has the two worlds affected your sound? How has it affected your music?
Oh, it really has affected, I think, in a lot of ways. I was born and raised in Nigeria and learned how to sing in church. And that gave me like a great foundation for just who I am vocally. I was pushed. I learned since I was a child. I've been singing. I moved to Nanaimo and then I began to do theater. And that was a whole new expression of like, oh, okay, I can do this. I can sing that. My voice can be this way. I began to meet different musicians, different styles. And there was this lovely sort of blend that I didn't know existed that I found in Nanaimo and in Canada as well. Yes. So both places have really shaped how I sound and the music I do right now too. So yes.
I love it. And tell me, next question for you is, when and how did you get started in music?
Oh, I've been singing a long time.
Hey.
I don't even remember when I started singing. It's been since I was born, I've been singing, child. It's been a moment, but I began to take music seriously towards the end of my, maybe I should do this, or I should, you know, begin to write songs. Mm-hmm. When I was in what we call grade 11, grade 12 here,
okay.
I began to write more songs, excuse me. And, you know, as I went to university, I began to sing a bit more. And I thought, I can actually do this. So in Nigeria, before I came here, I tried to do music. I had a company with a friend. It crashed and burned. So I ran away. and then I came here and I began to do theater. And theater was my, you know, my expression. And I did that for a bit. And then luckily, through my theater connections, I had a performance with a band at a Ford Theater. And that's how I met my agent. And it's just sort of snowballed, you know, ever since.
I love it. I love to hear that. My next question then for you, speaking of music, is how would you describe your musical style to someone hearing you for the first time?
I'm a contemporary soul singer.
Hey.
And I'm storytelling with my voice.
Okay.
So I would give you a story and give you a good song at the same time. And you would leave feeling say feeling complete, I always say,
yes.
because you go through all the emotions I find, especially because I bear myself on stage,
yes.
you know, I'm taking you through this journey of whatever life experience I may have been through or a friend or whatever's happened in the world. Mm-hmm. And you accompany that with like really great music
mm-hmm.
And honesty. And I find that people just tend to really connect and just leave like a warm hug. You know, so that's what you're going to experience when you come to my show. It's like a warm hug.
I love it. Listen, I love being left with a warm hug. I'm here for
yes.
it. I am here for
yes.
it. Now, my next question for you is, who inspires you, both musically and non-musically? Like who? Yeah, where do you get your inspiration from?
A lot of people inspire me. I grew up listening to music, so I would say from an African perspective, I grew up with Brenda Fassie, and okay. she was the icon in my house. And I listened to her, loved her. Nice. My dad loves Celine Dion and Whitney Houston.
Hey.
He formed a bass for me as well. The older I got, I fell in love with Ms. Jo Scott. I fell in love with India Arie.
Yes.
So I love a lot of soulful music like that. I love a lot of gospel. I listen to a lot of gospel. One of the Clark sisters,
yes.
Ilana Adams, they really sort of formed a nice base to me. But I love stories. So I love to read. And Chimamanda, I love to listen to her speak, is a big influence of mine. So I also sort of listen to her, watch her, and she inspires me a lot in just how she lives her life as herself. That's just lovely. So, yes.
I love it. Now I'm going to be moving to the reason why we're chatting today. You have a show coming at Massey Theater on
yes.
November 8th.
Yes.
And I am curious as to, like, can you share what a guest would experience coming to this show? Like, why should I come to this show?
Of course.
To the show, of course.
So the show is called Songs of Life, Love, and Positivity.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about life, the ups and downs,
yes.
love, the ups and downs, but then
yes.
the end is positivity. Because
yes.
it's a journey, and it swings back and forth in this life. And I learned the hard way that it's that up and down swing where you have to find the positive. You have to find the good and at the end of the dark tunnel or
yes.
the dark situation. So you're coming to my show. You're going to get a journey with me through music and stories. And we're going to do this, some really funny laughs,
hey.
Maybe some little tears.
Yes.
And then we're going to end, you know, feeling again like a warm hug. So, yes.
I love it. And how did you, like, choose Massey Theater? Like, was that... your choice, or is it through, you know, agent? That
it was
type
through
of thing?
It was through the agent, yeah, exactly. A few years ago, I think 2 years ago now, I did a Pacific Contact showcase at the Massey Theater.
Okay,
I
was at that Pacific Contact. I think.
Oh my goodness, really?
Yes.
I did a five minute showcase.
Yes,
no,
yes.
No music, just sort of sing.
Yeah.
And that's how I got the connection. So. My agent has been sort of trying to howl, like, just to get him back.
Yeah.
And then I came back, I think last year, I did an Afomad festival there as well.
Okay.
I have to open. And then luckily this year, anyway, they called me back again for this show. So that's sort of how I got a connection to the Massey. Yes.
Oh, I'm so thrilled for that. That is so crazy. So,
yes.
like, I've lived a lot of lives. And one of the lives I lived was working for Art Start. So I was at Pacific Contact. Probably when
I
you were. That is so wild.
Yes, I have a thing from Art Start with the little stick and everything. I still have it right here, actually. And I use it a lot.
I
remember.
That is so fun. Okay, so we're already rounding up with my questions for you today, but I am going to steer us a little bit into a different direction because on the show that I do on Thursdays, I love to play music. Of course, this is why we're chatting, because I love music.
Yes.
But I also love to talk about food. And so my question to you is, what is one of your favorite dishes? And then, you know, what is a meal that reminds you of home? So it could be the same or it could be two different things.
It's probably going to be the same.
Hey.
And that's exciting for me because I get to see my mom this year for Christmas after a very long time.
You're going to Nigeria for Christmas?
But we have a food from where I'm from. It's called starch and banga soup.
Okay.
It's hard to explain, but the starch is it's regular starch we make with palm oil.
Yes.
And then the palm kernel,
yes.
you sort of blend that and turn it into a soup.
Okay.
And it's delicious.
Hey.
Oh my God, you eat it and you're sweating and you're like, my mom makes it so well. So I'm looking forward to that. Actually, I'm coming down the days. So I get to eat that. So yes.
I'm excited for you. I love when people love food. It is so great. So I'm thrilled about you.
Yes. Can't wait.
I love it. Okay, so this is almost like my last question. I can't believe it. It was like the most quickest, interaction, engagement. Like, it's wild. So back to your show. Again, I just want to plug it again. It is on November the 8th. That is a Saturday, I believe, correct?
It is a Saturday, correct, yes.
What time does the show start?
Is it 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Okay, everybody, 7 p.m. My question is, are there tickets still available?
There are tickets still available. You can get them on my website. You can get it from the 8th and 8th website as well. Okay. Or you just type BUA New Westminster. I guarantee you, I'll be the one to pop up.
Awesome, awesome. And listeners, as you done know, I always put information in the show notes. So I'll make sure that I'll have that information in there as well. After your show at Massey Theater, what is next for you, BUA? Like, what else do you have coming up?
I have a lot coming up, and I'm so excited. I just wanted to say this as well. This summer, I did a show called Kinky Boots as Lola. Hey. And that was one of the best of my life, and it sort of helped me get more. So 29th of November, Nanaimo, I have a concert, my last concert of the year, called Bright Lights Concert. Okay. And it's gonna be really fun in Nanaimo at the Brecken Church. February 15th next year, if you remember, I'm at the Carousel Theater. And April 11th, I'm with Joelle Rabu, a very popular Canadian singer, at the Anvil Theater as well in Vancouver. So lots of things on the go for me right now.
I love it. So because you have lots of things on the go, how can we follow you so that we make sure that we are aware of what you're doing? You know what I mean? Like, how can we get connected?
Please. My name is BUA, BUWA. That's my name on Facebook. Yes. Very simple. Yes. That's my name on YouTube as well, BUWA. Awesome. My website is BUA.ca. So again, BUWA.ca. Awesome. And then Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I'm there all the time.
Yes.
It's BUA Legend, like John Legend, because I'm a legend, so BUWA legend. Just type BUA and I'll pop up on any social media. And you have Spotify, it's BUA. iTunes is BUA. Everywhere it's BUA.
Love it. Everywhere it's BUA. That is so fantastic. Yes. And one last thing, because it just popped into my head before we go, is
for
someone who wants to, get into the game of being a singer, right? Like, what advice would you give them?
Practice. It's a muscle that you need to keep working on. You leave it for too long, and like any other muscle, it starts to get a bit more stiff. Mm-hmm. If you want to sing, you want to perform, practice and learn from the greats. They're the greats for a reason. Watch them, learn them, study them, and find your own way in it that makes you you. But learn from the greats and practice.
Practice, 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 my peoples. I love it. Wonderful. Thank you so much for hanging
Thank
with
you
me,
so
BUA.
Much.
I mean,
Thank
I.
You, Thank you.
And I just want to say, everyone, I am going to be at the show on November 8th. So
I am
definitely going to bring my recorder with me as well. And, we'll kind of do some commentary. I'll give my thoughts, and I know it's going to be fabulous. I know it's going to be incredible. I've already been
It'll
on
be
your
a time.
Page.
You'll remember.
I know. I've been on your website. I know it's going to be a good time. Right. It's going to be a fun time. So again, BUA, thank you so much. I can't wait to see you
on
the 8th.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
And thank you for spending time with me.
And that was my interview with BUA. Who happens to be performing at Massey Theatre in New Westminster on Saturday, November 8th. I am super, super excited for the show. It starts at 7 p.m., going until about 9:30. And like I said, I'll be there, so I'm thrilled about it. You will get to hear my recap of my experience next Thursday on open mic from 2 to 3 p.m. And if you've enjoyed listening to this interview, and the other interviews that I've shared on this show so far, please show your support with a donation. We don't mind. You can either give us a call or text donate to 778-782-2573 and help us rise higher and reach further. And if phones are just not your thing, we have you covered. Just head over to cjsffundrive.ca to donate. Next up, I'm going to play a couple of tracks that